lawsuit filed. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former President Trump is suing the House January 6th committee in an attempt to block the subpoena requiring him to testify. The suit contends that while former presidents have voluntarily agreed to provide testimony or documents in response to congressional subpoenas in the past, no president or former president has ever been compelled to do so. The committee formally subpoenaed Trump last month. President Biden now in Cambodia for a meeting with Asian leaders. On Monday, the president heads to Bali for the G20 summit. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says there the president will sit down with China's Xi Jinping and discuss North Korea.
He's going to tell President Xi his perspective, which is that North Korea represents a threat, not just to the United States, not just to the ROK and Japan, but to peace and stability across the entire region.
The North has been firing missiles more frequently, and there's concerns that it may be preparing a nuclear test. A Las Vegas sheriff endorsed by former President Trump has been elected to governor in Nevada. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo defeated the Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak. This as the Senate race is still being decided.
Adam Laxalt hangs on to a slim lead over Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. The counting continues most significantly in Washoe County, northern Nevada, and Democrat-heavy Clark County in the south, home to Las Vegas and 75% of the state's population. The Clark County Registrar has suggested the vast majority of votes will be counted by the end of Saturday. But if the margin is still close after the last mail-in and drop-box ballots are counted, then provisional ballots and so-called cured ballots, those, for instance, where voters are given the chance to correct a mismatched signature, will come into play.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Las Vegas. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The suspect in the killing of a Belgian police officer was on the radar of authorities.
Law enforcement confirming Friday the lone assailant who killed one police officer and wounded another in a stabbing attack had been on a counterterrorism list of potential extremists. The suspect from Belgium served 6 years in a prison for common law crimes. He went to a police station Thursday to say he hated law enforcement but was not arrested before he stabbed the officers that evening. A federal prosecution magistrate claims the suspect shouted the Arabic phrase for God is great during the stabbing at the North Brussels railway station, adding the suspect faces charges of murder and attempted murder within a terrorist context. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The nation's largest public utility has proposed building a $216 million solar farm project in Kentucky atop a capped coal ash storage pit at one of its coal-fired power plants. The federal Tennessee Valley Authority voted yesterday to advance the initiative. The utility called it a first-of-its-kind pilot project that would convert land used as a waste heap for the byproduct of burning coal for power into a solar farm that would help produce 100 megawatts. A beloved prop comedian has died.
Help me to dispatch this melon. One, two.
Gallagher, who was famously known for smashing many items, including a watermelon, with his legendary Sledge-O-Matic, has died of massive organ failure. According to his manager, he had been in hospice care due to failing health, having suffered multiple heart attacks over the past years. Gallagher began his stand-up career after college, getting his big break on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson in 1975 and becoming recognizable for his prop comedy, leading to 17 specials and multiple appearances on TV, including Hollywood Squares and Celebrity Big Brother. Gallagher was 76. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.